SmokyMountainHeirlooms.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in studio. We were just joined in the last hour by Alex Jones on the road. And he was talking about how humbling it is to be here as part of this operation. And I got to say, for me, it's a very different experience. I didn't build it. Alex built it. And I know this represents something that he has worked at, a labor of passion that he's worked at for over 20 years. I've seen the documentaries before I came here. I'd seen the internet, talk radio. All of these things are such powerful tools to wake people up that really hadn't been used together in a way like Alex used them. And the synthesis of all that together, I think, was a very powerful thing, a very honest presentation of the problems that we're faced with. I've looked for a long time before I came here. I was tried to get active in politics. I could never get any traction as a third party politics, no matter what aspect I worked in it. Could not wake people up. It really was an educational issue. We were trying to run campaigns as a third party, trying to educate people, and yet it wasn't getting through because it didn't have the kind of power that we have now with the internet, with documentaries. It's very humbling to come here. I can't believe that I'm here. It was bizarre for me to come in here because I had been watching it, like many of you have, from a distance. And to actually come in here, see Alex, be part of the operation, it is a very humbling situation. And I just hope that I don't do anything personally to damage it. It's also amazing to me that Alex does not control what we have to say. We all here are pretty much on the same page. Sometimes we'll have different takes on different issues, on things, and there's not a control about that. We're allowed to have that freedom, that honesty, and that's what I really appreciate here. Before we go, do you guys have that clip of the sheriff? Because I wanted to give a little bit of a clip of the sheriff's response, which didn't come for like 3 days after we put the article up. Of course, we reached out to him to try to get comment. That's not something we have to do. It's something we tried to do as a courtesy. They didn't respond to that, but they criticized us for not getting back to them until late on a Friday night, and yet they didn't put anything up, I believe, until the following Monday. Nevertheless, in the next segment, we're going to have the representative from Washington State, Matt Shea, and he's going to talk about his perspective on things there. Let's get the sheriff's perspective here briefly before we go to break.
InfoWars and Alex Jones, in my opinion, this is standard operation procedure. They only give you what fits their agenda. If you take a look at their site right now, you will find death threats towards this deputy that remain on that website. In my opinion, that is unconscionable. Mm-hmm. Especially when this deputy has 20 years of law enforcement service.
Hold that right there. I got to respond to that about the death threats. I'm not aware of any death threats there. They did not contact us about any death threats. I got to say that when people put death threats up on our site, we take that down. If it doesn't get taken down, or even a veiled death threat, one of the first experiences, talking about coming here to InfoWars, one of the first experiences I had was answering the door to the Secret Service because somebody had made a veiled threat to the Bush family. And it was really very, very obscure. It wasn't like I'm going to find these guys and shoot them. It was very obscure. Came here demanding to know who had posted that. Don't put that on the internet. That's stupid. People who put that on the internet are either idiots or they're feds. So I don't know if he saw some death threats on there. I'd like to get him on. We'd like to talk to him. We're open to talking to the sheriff. We'd like for him to make his case. He wants to say that what we have is standard operating procedure, that we have a biased presentation of what's going on. How about the Southern Poverty Law Center that he invited in to talk to his deputies? Maybe he ought to compare notes to see who's right. Are we right? Is the Southern Poverty Law Center right? I don't know. We're going to talk to Matt Shea, a representative for Washington State who lives in the area. He's going to talk to us about his firsthand experiences. We're also going to talk about the rally that's going to be coming up this Saturday. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, December 17th. Coming up, we have Representative Matt Shea from Washington State. He's going to talk about this video that surfaced where the sheriff's deputy defended they're having the MRAPs when asked, why do you need that in a small town? He said, well, we need it for the constitutionalists. We have people who have lots of weapons and ammunition around here. And then, of course, after we put that up, a couple of days later, the sheriff in that area posted this video in comment to that.
InfoWars and Alex Jones, in my opinion, this is standard operation procedure. They only give you what fits their agenda. If you take a look at their site right now, you will find death threats towards this deputy that remain on that website. In my opinion, that is unconscionable. Especially when this deputy has 20 years of law enforcement service, has a Medal of Valor, and has served his nation in the United States military.
Okay, let's get Alex Jones's comments. He heard this in the segment 5 after, and it got his blood pressure up like it got my blood pressure up. Alex, are you want to comment?
It's funny. I was talking to the guys earlier, and I said, hey, I haven't seen the sheriff's response yet, but we should play it. I know we're trying to get him on since this broke over the weekend. And then I heard you play it. I hadn't even seen it. I just said, well, I want to hear what he has to say. So then I heard you play that, so we just played it again. That is a total Southern Poverty Law Center, 100% Justice Department, Obama-written style deal. I mean, you know now. They admit they're being run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's a Justice Department spinoff. And it is just insane. Listen. Ladies and gentlemen, you go to CNN's website, you go to YouTube, there's every threat, every mindless garbage. We use third-party Discus. That's one of the biggest third-party commenting systems that almost, you know, but half the other people use, literally. It's just huge. And that has the moderators, everything by them. We got this out of house a few years ago. Because we learned, in many cases, the feds were going in and posting threats to then put it on MSNBC and things. And as soon as we did that, they quit because we realized it was a vulnerability that we had our own commenting system through WordPress that was on our own servers. Goodbye to the FBI. Goodbye to the Secret Service. You know, coming by with subpoenas wanting this and that. And I'm telling you, folks, they've caught the Army doing this before. It's been in the news. You know, just like they catch people in their own dormitories putting swastikas on the wall or putting a cross in their front yard. Most of the black churches get burned down. It was, you know, it's to get sympathy. Usually when you some woman, a white woman, you know, carves stuff in her face and says, black guys do it, the cops immediately know she did it, or vice versa. I mean, these cases happen constantly. There are probably a lot of hotheads shooting their mouths off. That's just part of the Internet. But also, we've got to look at them. They're the ones saying we're all violent. They're preparing for a war with conservatives and libertarians and constitutionalists when they swear an oath to the Constitution. We know that demonization is going on. So instead of answering why they're getting armored vehicles, why they're training for war, a shooting war, in their words, with us, instead we have a Medal of Valor. Well, that's not in the Marines, is it? Is it a Congressional Medal of Honor? No, I don't think so. I'm sure it's some Department Medal of Valor for SWAT team raids. The point is, just like they give you drone pilots awards, he's sitting there crafting this for local TV in the community. Listen, Fall War is the most despicable thing I've ever seen in my service. They want our officers dead. We're under attack now. I mean, they just put that out to demonize us, just like he demonized us with his deputy, saying it's for the American people. When anybody who actually listens to this show knows we show both sides. But there isn't two sides to the federal government arming to the teeth against the American people and putting out tens of thousands of armored vehicles, 5,000 MRAPs the last 3 years, and all the rest of it. And it's not even the equipment that's the problem overall. It's that they're preparing them for a war, and they go back to this quote now. I don't see they're violent. I've never seen nothing like it. It's just despicable. They want a war with us. That Alex Jones, that InfoWars. You know, all we're doing is getting MRAPs prepared to fight the Constitution, and they don't like it. I never heard nothing like that in my life. You know, he's probably even putting that accent on. It sounds so fake. I'm here, and I'm real deliberative, and I'm talking to you, and I'm telling you right now, partner, you're not about to scalp our men, women, and children. We're under attack from InfoWars. Just save us. How dare them? No. All over the country, they're trying to brainwash police. Most police are seeing through it, and it's backfiring. We're here trying to defend local police from the Justice Department in an attempt to start a war between the people and the police. Everybody knows that's our message, is nonviolence. But every time the Southern Poverty Law Center has a sock puppet, they just say we're violent, 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 violent. And when he said that, I want you to go to the representative, the state rep you have there, to give us his take. I'm just so sick of this, and you can play more of his clip. But I was told that the sheriff's been calling, you know, asking if we're going to play the full quote of the quote officer. Absolutely. I mean, the point is that this is a tactic they use. It's like Art Acevedo, the awesome police chief, who I think overall is a good guy. I don't think he's a bad guy. He's done a lot of good things for the department, but he's done a lot of bad stuff under federalization. His blood draw program has been overturned by the Supreme Court. All sorts of stuff. And I told him years ago, I said, that is unconstitutional, period. He said, no, it's not. It is constitutional. Well, guess what? It's been overturned. That's the exact type of stuff. When we had the mayor pro tem say, when we register your guns, we will then confiscate them. And then one of his supporters started cussing. We had the video, and the police chief said, no, that was your guy cussing. Well, no, Art, we weren't cussing. We have the video. So this is a tactic to change the subject, and I would tell police something. You'll get more respect instead of running tactics and lying about people or misrepresenting. You'll get more respect even when you're wrong by telling the truth than playing playing games of tactics. So that is a scripted tactic to make them look like the victims. And see, we told you the Constitution's bad. We told you we need the tank. See, they want to kill us now. Israel has it on. He didn't say in the comments that they could be making. I'm not saying that, but obviously anybody could be doing it anonymously. No. They're not saying that. They're saying it's on the site. They want to kill us. Oh, boy. You need that, Alex G. Kind of a terrorist. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. You can finish up, David, and go to the state rep. God bless you all. Infowars.com.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, we're going to go to State Representative Matt Shea right now. And, of course, we reached out to the sheriff. We asked for his comment. I think that video was first put up on the Nightly News on Friday. Then, of course, it was posted the next day on YouTube. That was when Mikhail did the article on Saturday. They didn't put up that video until the following Monday. They didn't respond to us. They posted on Facebook. We put his responses in. We put his video in. We will have him on to talk to us if he's willing to come on and talk to us. But we wanted to get Representative Shea's comments on this because the sheriff said that this was taken out of context. Representative Shea, do you believe that this is out of context? Give us the context of what's going on there in Spokane County.
Well, first of all, in Spokane Valley, Washington, we're one of the most conservative, constitutionally minded areas in this part of the state of Washington, number one. Number two, the fact that they said this was taken out of context, there is no situation, there is no context where this statement would be justified. She asked him an open-ended question, this deputy, and the deputy responded immediately with constitutionalists. And that people that were hoarding guns and weapons, and thank God the people here in Spokane Valley, Washington, do hoard guns and weapons. Obviously, there's a good reason for them to do so now. And the fact that this guy said this, and it is now, I think, the smoking gun of what we've all kind of believed, that there was an agenda, especially by the Southern Poverty Law Center, to demonize constitutionalists and that it was bleeding over into some areas of law enforcement. This is the smoking gun, in my opinion. And I think
we've seen that over and over again. We've had the scenarios from them. We've had the literature from the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're the ones going in and propagandizing the sheriff's deputies, the police chiefs, the police officers. They're the ones who are the front for the federal government, but they're also getting these talking points, talking about constitutionalists. They're also getting that from the federal government. His response, he was talking about how his MRAP was going to protect them from gunfire. She said, why do you need that here in this small town? And he said, well, we've got constitutionalists and people with guns and weapons. In other words, that's the context. There isn't any other context. And as you point out, why would there ever be any context that would make it okay for the police to come after people because they're bitter clingers to the Constitution? Is that a crime now in the United States?
Apparently, based on some of these statements, but I want to be really clear about this particular sheriff. This is not the first time that people have had problems in this area with this sheriff. He did have the Southern Poverty Law Center in a few years ago to train his officers. There was a huge outcry in our community, and he backpedaled very quickly on this, but very clearly their training has taken root with some officers and some deputies. What I do want to point out, though, is that a lot of the deputies, the rank-and-file deputies in the Spokane County Sheriff's Department, do not agree with the direction that the sheriff is going. They didn't agree with the statements made by that deputy. And, in fact, in this last campaign season, the Deputies Association did not endorse this sheriff. They went against him, and part of the reason is because they don't like this direction where they're, you know, he's taking this attitude against law-abiding citizens that he's taking and fostering this attitude among his department.
We're seeing that happen in a lot of different places. I mean, we saw that when we had that shooting out in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where they shot that homeless man on the hill, and everybody saw the video footage of that. Then it came to light that Albuquerque had one of the highest per capita shootings of any police department across the country. Yet they had a new curriculum that they put into their state police academy, And one of the longtime instructors there said, I'm not going to teach that new curriculum because that's a shoot-first curriculum. So there's a lot of people from veterans on down who are not going along with this new script, with these new rules of engagement, if you will. I want to talk to you right after the break. We've got to go to a break, but I want to talk to you also about these comments that were made. This came up in the interview last night that we have up on Infowars.com at a Central Valley High School that the sheriff made, where he says, with a strike of a pen, I can affect your freedom. We're going to be right back with Representative Matt Shea from Washington State.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day: unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in the studio in Austin on this Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. I have on the line with me Representative Matt Shea out of Washington State. We're talking to him because of the comments a sheriff's deputy made last week about his MRAP, saying that he needed the MRAP to protect him from constitutionalists, people, you know, with lots of weapons and ammunition. These are straight out of the talking points of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and as Representative Shea has told us, to no surprise, this sheriff has a history of bringing in the Southern Poverty Law Center. But Representative Shea, you said that there were people there in the sheriff's department, rank-and-file deputies, that had a problem, as well as the public, with him bringing in the Southern Poverty Law Center. Tell us a little bit about that. How did they blow the whistle on that to the public?
They absolutely did, and actually I attended the training personally because I am on the Southern Poverty Law Center's dirty dozen of the most dangerous state legislators in the country, and I take that as a
badge. Congratulations, that's good.
Yeah. So I attended the training. I wanted to see for my own eyes and for myself what they were actually training, and a lot of their training was calling the Constitution Party, We the People, Tea Partiers, terrorists. And actually this sheriff had his picture on the bottom corner of the slide presentation and then later tried to say he didn't know what was in the training and tried to backpedal, which just didn't seem correct. And one of the more frightening parts of the training was when they put the picture up of the leader of the We the People movement out of Pullman and called him a domestic terrorist when he'd never been charged with a crime at all, ever, and
well,
put his picture on the screen.
We've shown a video that was taken at one of these presentations a long, long time ago. Alex has put it in the documentaries. We've shown it over and over again on the news, on the radio, where they're training officers and telling them that the founding fathers of America were terrorists. So, you know, we don't need to go any further than that. If they're calling them terrorists, and there's the article right up there, DOD training manual, extremists, founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. That's where it's coming from. It's coming from Washington. So don't feel bad that they single you out. You're in good company. You're right there with Thomas Jefferson.
Well, I like I said, I take it as a badge of honor. I'm a combat veteran. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-Ron Paul. I'm pro-Constitution. I'm a gun owner. And I'm also a constitutional attorney as well. So I think I hit everything on their list. So, we should be proud of that because that's what made America great, was being a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving person and believing that the Constitution means what it says. I think we have to ask this sheriff and anybody that tries to support him and his policies, why aren't you a constitutionalist? Why don't you believe that the Constitution means what it says? Why don't you believe in the rule of law? Because that's what constitutionalism is. It's people that support the Constitution of the United States, the idea that we have inalienable rights given to us by God, and also that we are a culture that believes strongly in the rule of law. Why don't you believe that? I think the sheriff has to answer that. His entire video was nothing but a deflection and trying to lay the blame on other people and really, very candidly, trying to bully and intimidate, which this sheriff has a past history of doing with a lot of citizens in our community.
I want to go to your comments about his appearance at Central Valley High School on October 20th. Was that October 20th of this year?
Yeah, October 20th, 2014, there was a debate at Central Valley High School Government Club put on, and he said the following. This is a quote. This is a transcript from a video of the debate, and he said, quote, at the end of this debate as his closing statement, "I, with the strike of a pen, can affect your freedom. I can also take your life in certain circumstances."
Wow.
Now, you even if that's true, why would you say it? I mean, why would you say it to a group of high school students?
Well, you're intimidating people. I mean, that's been a lot of what's going on with the new types of attitudes that we've seen coming out of law enforcement. An in-your-face intimidation to say, I can affect your freedom and I can take your life in certain circumstances. That's really chilling.
It is chilling, especially in light of this comment by this deputy in regards to the MRAP. But it was interesting, a year prior at the same debate, so this is a year before this, this same sheriff called out two Spokane Valley City Council members as being constitutionalists and therefore dangerous people, and that we should vote against them because they're constitutionally minded. And he actually said that in front of those kids, and those two particular city council people won, but challenged him afterwards on why he felt the need to say that and call them dangerous.
He really is not only drinking the Kool-Aid, but passing it on to other people there when he's talking about this constitutionalist as being the enemy. Now, of course, in that very long video, he says, we took an oath to the Constitution. I'm a constitutionalist. Really? When you say that, when you call people out and say they need to be opposed because they're constitutionalists, say that people who identify themselves as being for the Constitution are going to shoot you with their weapons and ammunition that they've stockpiled. We're going to be right back with Representative Matthew Shea. I want to also talk to him about the recent legislation that happened in the last election regarding gun transfers there in the state of
Washington.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What disaster is so powerful? It unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLive.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin on this Wednesday, December 17th. We have joining us on the line Representative Matt Shea from Washington State. He is in the area where we had the story that went up this last weekend about the sheriff's deputy talking about how he needed his NRAP to defend himself from constitutionalists. The sheriff subsequently came on and said those remarks were taken out of context. We have both those videos up at InfoWars.com. You can see for yourself whether it was taken out of context. We're getting the broader context of what's been going on there in Washington State from Matthew Shea. It's a very chilling story indeed of the Southern Poverty Law Center coming in and giving training seminars to this sheriff's department. Sheriff subsequently claiming after other deputies and law enforcement officers there complained to the public about this, that, hey, wait a minute, we're being taught some really bad stuff here by the Southern Poverty Law Center, because we know where this script is coming from. We've heard this before. We know when somebody comes out and says, I'm training against the constitutionalists, we know that's coming from the Southern Poverty Law Center. And, of course, this sheriff himself tried to disavow any knowledge of this. He hadn't looked at the materials before he called them in for training. Really? He also, though, had, as Representative Shea said, his picture at the bottom of the slides. And I guess the question is, when he himself has called people out in opposition, deriding them as constitutionalists who ran for local government, as Representative Shea told us, it has to call into question really what they have against the Constitution. Now, of course, we have extended an invitation to him to come on and talk about this. We have put his video up so you can see his rebuttal. And we're going to be talking about the larger context of things. Before I go back to Representative Shea, and I want to put in a plug here. We have an essential holiday pack, which is a special that is running. Actually, it was yesterday and today. It was a two-day special. Alex earlier said today and tomorrow, so maybe that's going to be extended for one day. I'm not sure. But nevertheless, it's Secret 12, the B12 formula, X2, Nascent Iodine, and Silver Bullet, all three for only $59.99. That's 57% off. Three of the most crucial nutraceutical formulas you can get, that Secret 12, Survival Shield X2, Iodine, and Silver Bullet. And, of course, if you order by today, you can get it guaranteed delivery by Christmas. And that's how we support our operation. We don't take funding from big pharmaceutical companies or other large corporations, so we can basically say what we want to without them shutting us down. That's the way we fund it independently, and it's a win-win situation for us and for you, bringing you high-quality nutraceuticals and supplements. Let's go back to Representative Shea in Washington. Representative Shea, I wanted to talk a little bit more about this this law that was passed as part of a referendum in Washington this last election, prohibiting, amongst other things, transfer of weapons from one individual to another in terms of a private sale. I think it restricts that unless there's a background check. Is that correct?
That is correct, actually. It was I-594, and I helped lead the charge, actually, in the legislature to defeat the bill that was eventually used as the template for the initiative. And we were in a six-vote minority. We were able to defeat it because it was so bad. We called it universal transfer check and taxation, because literally the use tax would apply to every single transfer, generating an enormous amount of revenue for the government on one hand as a tax increase. And on the second, literally every transfer with very, very few exceptions would be implicated by this initiative. And really, this initiative was bought and paid for by the anti-gunners, including Bill Gates, who put in $1 million, as I understand it, of his money to help get this initiative passed. A lot of people didn't know what was actually in the initiative and voted for it because they were ignorant of what was in the actual written law. It was 18 pages long, and a lot of people didn't take the time to read it. So it's a really bad precedent for the rest of the country, and the anti-gunners are going to take it from Washington and try and export it throughout the rest of the United States. But literally, a veteran going on deployment in the National Guard, before you cross the threshold of a base, you have to, when you're going on deployment, you have to give your firearm to somebody to hold while you're on deployment. And literally that transfer, based on how vaguely this law is written, would be banned, and you would have to do that background check for these deploying veterans. And that's just reprehensible that this thing got passed. But we're continuing to fight it. I'm introducing the bill to repeal that this session, and we're going to be fighting this tooth and nail at every step.
Now, there was a rally that we reported on yesterday or on Monday. There was a rally of people saying they will not comply. And again, filming themselves, doing a transfer, here's the gun, taking the money, that sort of thing. And even the sheriff, if I'm pronouncing his name correct, is it Nezovich? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Okay. He said that he was not in favor of this law, that he opposed it. He said it was unenforceable. But I guess, beyond whether or not it's enforceable or not, it is certainly an infringement that makes it unconstitutional on gun ownership. as well as something that even if they don't go around and enforce it, because they're not going to know if there's a private transaction, a private sale, once they arrest somebody on a charge, or no matter how serious or how minor, they could always bring this in to trump those charges up at a later date. That's the issue, I think.
I think really it is the issue. You're not going to see anything happen until one other crime is committed. I think you're absolutely correct in this. And this particular sheriff was on the right side of this issue. But, by the same token, this is the same sheriff who walked out on Sheriff Richard Mack, who's the head of the Constitutional Sheriff and Peace Officer Association, during our Republican Lincoln Day dinner here in Spokane County, literally walked out on him just before Sheriff Mack was going to speak. And I think that the actions here speak louder than the words. And yes, it is unenforceable. But more importantly, it's unconstitutional, and not just in violation of our national constitution, but also in violation of our state constitution, Article 1, Section 24, which is even more protective of our Second Amendment rights. So, and our right to bear arms. So this to me is an issue that we have to draw a line in the sand on. I know a lot of the people that attended the rally on the other side of the state. They're very good people, including Representative Elizabeth Scott, who has been helping lead the fight, especially on the west side of the state, to get this bill, get this initiative repealed.
Now, you said he walked out on Sheriff Mack, who is the head of Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, why did he walk out on Sheriff Mack?
Well, he felt that Sheriff Mack was dangerous. At least this is what he said, was dangerous because the sheriff can't just unilaterally defend and uphold the Constitution, to which many of us responded, isn't that what you take an exact oath to do?
Absolutely.
Isn't that why you're elected, is to defend the Constitution and to go against the federal government if the federal government's doing something unconstitutional? The United States Supreme Court in several cases has recognized this vertical check and balance between the sovereignty of local elected officials, the sovereignty of state governments, and the sovereignty of the national governments, and that there's this inherent vertical check. So it really fell flat for a lot of people, and a lot of people started questioning his true motives when they heard that. And that was a couple of years ago that happened.
Well, it seems like anybody that aligns himself or labels himself as supporting the Constitution, this sheriff seems to have a problem with, whether it's Sheriff Mack or whether it is somebody who's running for a local office, labeling them as constitutionalists, therefore don't vote for them, or if it's some imaginary boogeyman that the Southern Poverty Law Center has put up on their slides. If they like the Constitution, this sheriff seems to have a problem with it. Let's talk a little bit about the rally that's going to happen this weekend.
There's going to be one protest down at the Spokane County Courthouse at 12 o'clock, and that is going to be to protest the implementation of I-594. It's our version on this side of the state of the Do Not Comply rally that happened in Olympia here in this last week. And then after that, at 2 o'clock, there's going to be another protest out at the Sheriff's Office in Spokane Valley against this sheriff's defense of the comments that the MRAP would be used for constitutionalists who stockpile guns and ammunition. So it's going to happen this weekend both, and there's a lot of response already among the community, and I think there's going to be a pretty good turnout.
I've said many times before that I think our best chance to try to restrain the federal government is not going to be within the federal government itself, because it seems to be so corrupt, so much power concentrated there, but a check and balance from outside of the federal government at the state and local level. And I'm glad to see that there are state reps like you standing at the state level who understand the Constitution and are going to stand against that. Let me ask you, what can we do to stop this militarization of the police?
Well, I think there's a couple things that can be done. First of all, we have to hold these folks accountable. And also ask the question, do you really need an MRAP? Or as Senator Rand Paul mm-hmm. recently asked, do you really need to give bayonets to local law enforcement? What do you need bayonets for? We need to ask those questions. And I think that the city councils, the county commissioners at the very local level need to not endorse MRAPs and bayonets being used and given to law enforcement by the federal government grant program and stop it that way. I think that's one of the ways that we stop the militarization of police. I think the second way we do that is at the state level, and we have an entire thing that we call the Freedom Agenda. You can go to Freedom Agenda Washington on Facebook and look at that. And the Freedom Agenda deals with all of these issues, everything from the use of MRAPs at the local level to the use of stingrays and the use of what happened in Washington State, where the NCIS, Naval Criminal Investigative Service, hacked into 1.5 million computers that was actually broke by InfoWars, and in combating the whole issue and not just one segment of it, because it is a lot bigger than MRAPs. It's basically the attitude that's out there that there is no privacy anymore. The Fourth Amendment is obsolete and we don't have to comply with the idea that people should be secure in their personal effects. So,
and of course, we've just had to underscore how dangerous this all is, and I think how futile it is to think that the congressmen are really going to stand against it. They just passed a law saying that that they can essentially legalizing this kind of spying. They just did that as they came back. Now, again, that Facebook page was Freedom Agenda Washington. We had that up as you were talking about it. You're talking about limiting their access to military vehicles, as you mentioned, Rand Paul saying, do we really need to give bayonets to our police? I would ask, do we really need to give them some of these nasty, quote-unquote, non-lethal crowd control weapons that the military-industrial complex is starting to get very ingenious about cranking out? This is a huge, huge profit center. The military-industrial complex has been funding the war machine that has gotten so out of hand here in the United States. Now they're turning inward to the United States, and they are coming up with all kinds of new and very nasty weapons for local police departments. Is there some way that we can prohibit that at the local level, that we can essentially enact maybe a gun control law for these types of crowd control efforts at the local level?
Well, like LRADs or sound cannons were deployed, yes, in three separate cities during the whole Ferguson issue and the situation there. And I think it's the right question to ask. And I think the overarching principle or issue is they want us to self-censor, and that's the worst kind of tyranny. They want us to be so afraid to speak out or protest or go to a rally that we will censor ourselves. And again, that is the worst kind of tyranny. So at the local level, some of the things that we can do is literally have our local elected officials not comply with the federal government. The federal government relies on local law enforcement, local elected officials, state elected officials to just go along with all these federal programs and sign these agreements. We don't have to do that. We cannot sign those agreements. We can actually get rid of those agreements. We can put in place a bulwark against what the federal government is trying to do to take away people's rights. And that is how we do it. One city at a time, one county at a time, one state at a time, by intentionally not going along and complying with the federal government and being their enforcement arm. That's what they have to use to enforce this stuff because they aren't big enough to do it on their own. So if local governments fight back, county governments fight back, state governments fight back, the federal government literally will not be able to enforce all of these unconstitutional programs and actions.
That's what we saw in Nevada as the Bundy Ranch standoff was going on. The day that we arrived, they had a First Amendment area marked off. And yes, the absurdity of that. Here you've got this large area that you just drive for hours and not see anything because it's all federally owned. And there's nothing built out there. And in this little corner of the wilderness, as you get off of the exit, there's this little area that's got a orange, utility construction stuff marked off. It says free speech area. And somebody had put up a handwritten sign said the free speech, that free speech is not an area. And so these were the actions of the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, the federals who had come in. And Bundy and others were asking the sheriff to exercise his lawful authority. There's a picture of it. We got it up there right now. It's absolutely amazing. Free speech area. But, you know, Representative Shea, we've seen that at political conventions, the last several presidential conventions on both sides, Republicans and Democrats. They have limited free speech to remote areas in the city, putting people even in cages so they could come there and stand there and address each other in this little cage, but not address their grievances peacefully in front of the convention. That's the types of things that we're seeing. But in Nevada, they were asking the sheriff to exercise his lawful authority. They said, the BLM doesn't have any authority to come in here and rope off an area and say that's a free speech area. The governor said so as well. So why wouldn't the sheriff stop that? Why wouldn't the sheriff stop them attacking protesters, tasering protesters, taking them down to the ground, attacking a woman from behind and throwing her to the ground? That's why they were asking for a sheriff to exercise his lawful authority to protect the people in his jurisdiction. You're very right. This is a jurisdictional separation of powers. And we have the sheriff is the highest law enforcement official in the area. That's why he's elected.
That's been recognized by the Supreme Court correctly time and time again that he's the chief law enforcement officer in a county. And for most counties in this country, the federal government cannot operate in a law enforcement capacity in that county unless they have the county sheriff's explicit permission to do so. And if the county sheriff just stands in the way, and there are countless examples of county sheriffs doing this, stand in the way and say, no, you're not going to do that in my county. The federal government has to acquiesce. And I want to mention something about the First Amendment zone. I was there at the Bundy Ranch proudly, and I came back home and I was giving some presentations on it. And one of the questions I would always ask was, hey, is there any reporters in the audience right now? And a couple hands would go up, and I'd say, well, could you please go outside of the First Amendment zone that we have? And you could see them get visibly angry, right?
Yeah.
And then I asked the question, no, you don't like it, do you? Then why didn't you report on that? Why didn't the mainstream media pick that up? Because that is, you know, that's a blatant violation of the Constitution. And by a BLM and Forest Service, by the way, that had been found by a federal district court judge, Robert C. Jones in U.S. v. Hage, to be, and he referred him for charges of extortion, mail fraud, and this is an agency of the government. You don't and you don't hear that happening, but the last charge was more shocking, racketeering.
Yes.
This judge literally referred him for that, and this is the same outfit, these two agencies that were down there at the Bundy Ranch, again, just ignoring people's constitutional rights.
Absolutely. We've got to go to break right now. We're going to come back with Representative Matt Shea out of Washington State. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of super oxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it too. Yeah, I'm thirsty too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Wright in Austin, and joining us from Washington State is Representative Matt Shea. Now, he's on because of the video that we received last week from Washington, where a sheriff's deputy said he needed his MRAP to protect against constitutionalists. Subsequently, the sheriff's department, Sheriff Nezevich, put up a video on the following Monday saying that we were just a conspiracy theory site and using essentially the Southern Poverty Law Center talking points. He said a lot of things in that nine-minute video. We put that up to give his side of the story, but we'd very much like to talk to Sheriff Nezevich. He said he would be willing to come on and talk to us. We'll be willing to talk to him. We'd like for him to come on and make that case, and we will we'll talk to him about that. Right now we have Representative Matt Shea, and he's been talking about the broader context there of these comments. And we've been talking about how we can get the police under control. I think it's a very good idea for us to put some kind of a limit on the kinds of equipment that the police need. I mean, do they need tactical nukes? Do they need bayonets? Do they need these MRAP vehicles? I don't think they do, and I don't think they need a lot of the crowd control methods equipment that we've seen already, as well as stuff that is in the pipeline from the military-industrial complex. It's a huge profit center that they're coming up with, and we're going to see some pretty hideous stuff if we don't get ahead of this. I think our best bet, the best way we have to blockade this is with representatives like Matt Shea out of Washington, who really understand and appreciate the Constitution. Don't see constitutionalists as the enemy, as the bad guy. I wanted to ask you, Representative Shea, in terms of excessive use of police force that we've seen over and over again, because this is something else that's being driven by the federals. What do we do about that? We've had lawyers on who've talked about this. Do we skip a grand jury for a police officer and say maybe if there's a shooting, we go straight to an open trial so everybody can see what's going on, maybe have an outside prosecutor? A lot of people have talked about these types of solutions. We need to have some confidence in the system, and it looks like the system is trying to investigate itself. How do we get control of that with citizen oversight committees? What would you suggest? Do you have any ideas on that?
I think it is a combination of both, actually. I think an outside prosecutor is non-negotiable in those situations and has to be used. I do think that a citizen rights review board should be a part of this, and not just talking about when there's an officer-involved shooting, but also where we're talking about this issue of the attitude, you know, the constitutionalists are the bad guy. That citizen rights review board could also review training curriculum and ask questions if the training curriculum goes down the road of the Southern Poverty Law Center. That citizen rights review board could review all of the times that MRAP has been deployed during a year. So those are some things that I think need to happen. But I also think that constitutional rights training by a bona fide constitutional scholar needs to be implemented, obviously, in Spokane Valley. And that has to happen as well, because without that, the attitude just isn't going to change. I mean, this is a matter of right and wrong. It's right to uphold the Constitution, right to uphold your oath, and it's wrong to think.
Boy, we're getting a little bit of breakup there. I could not agree with you more, Representative Shea. People in Washington are so lucky to have somebody like you there to point this out. Getting in there and having an oversight from citizens as to what the curriculum is, I think that is really vital, because that really
is the core at where this is going south, I think. This is where the federal government is coming in and they're propagandizing police officers, getting them afraid, inordinately afraid of the population, telling them that people are their enemy who are not their enemy. It's that kind of divide and conquer that is very dangerous. I think it's very, very important to have that kind of oversight. Just before we go, tell us one more time where this demonstration is going to be this weekend on Saturday.
It's going to be at Spokane County Courthouse at 12 o'clock, and then we're going to be moving out to the Spokane Valley Sheriff's Office at 2 o'clock. And all the good deputies want this training, too, I would add that. Thank you for having me on today.
Thank you so much for joining us. The people of Washington are very lucky to have you. Thank you so much, Representative Matt Shea from Washington State. That's it for today. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for the Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days. And I've been able to keep it off, too. My wife's like, wow, you look really good. And I'm like, I know. I guess it's this Oxy Powder.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.